Blog Talk Radio.
I would like Dr. Chris Johnson, if you can, to pray for us this morning. And, if not, we'll check and see if Dr. Lennon can pray for us. But I'd like Dr. Chris, if you can, pray for us. Dr. Chris Johnson, are you anywhere where you could see a big prayer for us this morning? All right. Dr. Lennon, are you anywhere where you could see a big prayer? All right. Come on, Dr. Rita Scott. Pray for us this morning. All right. Let me check here. Dr. Jeanette Murphy, can you pray for us this morning?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come and we pray as humble as we know how on this morning. We're thanking you for our laying down on last night, are waking up this morning with the activities of our land to a day that was not promised to us, but you saw fit, oh God, to bring us together one more time and bless us, come together, give you the praise, give you the glory, give you the honor that you are so due, and we give you all the praise, God. God, we want to thank you for this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we want to thank you for our true stuff. Dr. Renard Johnson, Lady Betty Johnson, Mother to the Nation, Dr. Patricia Stern, for those, the moderator, Dr. Hagen, for all the doctors, honorary doctors on the line, the prayer ambassadors, we just give you thanks and praise for our gathering and coming together one more time. God, we ask you to bless the presence of this service on this morning as we lift you up and give you all the glory, God, and our coming in, oh God. Oh God, help us to just be grateful and thankful for all that you do. Continue to look on the sick and afflicted all across the land. Touch, heal, and deliver our international audience. Bless them, oh God. God, we ask you to continue to look on us and stand by us, oh God. Lead us and guide us. Order our steps, oh God. And God, we ask you to just continue. Heal and deliver, save such as will be saved. These many blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much. And I have a few of you this morning to give us some scriptures. And this is a prayer line that was based on the scriptures. Word of God.
This is Betty Johnson. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. That was the 145th division of Psalms, first and second verses.
Beautiful. All right.
Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Psalms 1 and 2, bless Psalms 1, the first chapter, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but mm-hmm. he delighteth in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Beautiful. Anyone else want to read the scripture?
903, Dr. Sheila Brown, praise God. Proverbs 22, chapter 3 reads, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are not punished. God bless you.
All right. Anyone else? Beautiful.
And Dr. Deborah Johnson, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1.
Beautiful. All All right. God bless all of you this morning. Amen. I thought to bring that message that the Lord has given to me, but there's so much happening around our world, around America. I think we ought to pray this morning. So much happening. Storms everywhere, hurricanes, earthquakes. And the Bible says all of these things will happen to us, especially when Jesus is about to come and about to break the sky. Amen. I don't know when he's coming. No man knows that. Not even the Son himself knows exactly. But when the Father tells him to go and turn back to the earth, he will do so. Amen. Well, let's pray for the earth. Amen. So many areas of the earth. In fact, these places that you are assigned to, they need so much prayer. Amen. Why don't we ask Dr. Betty if she would lead off and pray for America and Bermuda, I believe she has.
Yes.
She would pray. Thank you. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Good morning, God. I'm coming to you this morning asking for forgiveness for the things that I've done wrong in your sight, for the thoughts that I've had that were not like you, the things that I did not do that you told me to do. And I'm asking for forgiveness so you'll hear my prayer. And I thank you, God, in advance for what you're going to do. I'm lifting up the United States and Bermuda. Lord, I'm lifting up the parts of the United States that's going through the storms. We have storms almost on every coast, firestorms, rainstorms, hurricanes, flooding. Lord, I'm lifting up the people that have been affected by this. And I'm thanking you for what you're going to do. I know that you're going to bring us out victoriously if we just give you honor and praise. And I thank you for it, Lord. I'm lifting up Bermuda and the leadership to Bermuda, the leadership of the United States. And I thank you for them, Lord. Give them a godly mind to make godly decisions so that they can lead your people the way that we should be led. And I thank you, God, for it. These and other blessings I'm asking in your name. Thank God. And I thank you, God, for protecting our people on the prayer line that are in these areas. And I'm lifting them up to you too, Lord. Thank you, and I praise you for it. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Thank you. And we are thanking God for protecting our people all over the country in these areas that are stormy like that. I checked on those in New Jersey. They're doing well. Some in Georgia, South Georgia, they're doing well. Amen. Thank God for holding his hand. Somebody, can you get that for us? I'll do that, darling. Give me the round of phone. That's you. That's you doing the round of phone. Yeah. I don't know what you'd be doing every morning, but stop that habit of doing that. When you come on the line, meet your line. Someone hear you. All right. Do we have someone else who would pray? You're still moving around the phone. That's you. Do we have someone else who would pray for your area? Amen. Come on.
Amen. Prayer Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas, praying for Southeast Asia and England. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming to you once again, lifting up your holy and righteous name, God. In the name of Jesus, as we lift up Southeast Asia and 11 countries that's in there, oh God, we ask you to look on the people, oh God, these are your people, you know all about them. Father God, we ask you to just touch them, bless them, oh God, open doors and make ways that seem to be no way. And Father God, we ask you to heal and deliver, comfort those who have been touched by loss of lives, many lives have been lost. God, we ask you to send the comfort, angels of comfort to them and comfort their hearts. And God, those that have been abducted and abused and misused, oh God, we ask you to bind the enemy on every hand. Oh God, I know that you hear the cry of those that are crying out to you, God, and I know that you're hearing and answering their prayers. because you're no respecter of persons. What you do for us, you do for others. And God, we thank you for it. God, we ask you to look on England, oh God, starting from the palace, oh God. We ask you to look on the leadership in the palace, oh God. Bless them to be in one accord and bless them in, oh God, to be in unity in the decisions that they're making towards the people, oh God. Let it not be detrimental to them. God, and we ask you to just continue to touch them and deliver there, oh God. Open doors and make ways, oh God, because we know that you will and we know that you can, and we don't doubt you, God. We ask you to continue to rain down your blessings upon those that you have chosen to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all your people and how you just love on us unconditionally. These blessings we ask in our son Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Can we get some prayer for Haiti? We really, you know, there's a really, most people are in terrible straits in Haiti. Amen. Can we pray for Haiti?
Right. Prayer Ambassador Deborah Johnson. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, how we thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. God, as we come together collectively as a body, we lift up the country of Haiti on this morning. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. You see the direness that they're going through. God, you see everything. You know everything. You sit high and you look low. And you know the hearts of men and women, God. We ask that you would move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on Haiti. We're asking that you would have mercy on them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Your word says your mercy was renewed every morning. This is a brand new day. God, give them new mercy on today. Supply their needs in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal their bodies, oh God. Lord, you're able to open doors and make ways in the name of Jesus. There's somebody that's crying out to you, God. I ask that you would hear their cry and meet their need in the name of Jesus. Lord, provide for them. Oh, God, give them give them food, God. Give them clothing. You know the needs of your people, oh, God, and you are a compassionate God. So, Lord, you said in your word, where two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, that you are God in the midst. We ask that you would be in our today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're asking you, God. You say we have not because we ask not. So we're asking, God, on behalf of Haiti, that you would move on their behalf. Move in a mighty way. Show yourself mighty and strong in the name of Jesus. Let them know that it's you that has done it for them. God, we hear the plea and the cry that they're making. Bless as only you can. What a miracle, God. What a miracle on this day. We ask it in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you right now. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen. And we are concerned about those precious people all around the world. But Haiti, I was over there a few years ago, obviously some years ago, and even at that time, the people, they had that first earthquake, and the people were living in tents. Yeah, and I looked around, and I said, where do you sleep? And they had a quilt on the ground, and they sleep there, had been sleeping there for a year on the ground at the night. And I said, where did y'all wash up? And they looked and pointed at a creek. They said, that's a running creek. It's fresh water. And we go down to the creek every morning and wash up. And then I said, where do you get your water? And they said, well, we get it out of that same creek. Amen. That's where we get water from. They were in bad straits. Can you imagine, after all these years now, they had another earthquake, and then they had the hurricane. My God. Listen, folks, whatever you do, keep Jehovah as your God. Amen. Somebody does that every morning. You're moving around. That's you. Meet your line when you come on the line. Because you have that habit of doing that every morning. And then I said to them, I said, you mean to tell me that's where you get your water from? They said, yes. And they live in these tents. Yeah, canvas tents. Amen. It's so pitiful over there. You got a roof over your head. They don't know what that's like right now. Yeah. They live in these tents. Amen. And a little area of it, or if they have a toothbrush, amen, little area with the toothbrush and maybe a bar of soap, if they have that, amen. But they need our prayer. Amen. And thank you, Dr. Deborah Johnson, for praying for them. And then let me tell you what a prayer for them. Father, I know you're looking on all these areas in the world. But would you look on Haiti particularly? Look on them, Lord. They need your help in the glorious and undying way. Would you look on them, Lord? Let those people in Haiti with that earthquake and the hurricane now. Make a way for them, God. I don't know what. Should help. Trucks, fresh water, bottled water, trucks with food on it, in the name of Jesus. And aren't you able to fly in food? You do it from the army and drop it from the sky. Aren't you able to do it for them? My Lord. You're able to do it for Haiti. And we ask you if you will remember them. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord told us to pray also for Israel. Do you have someone to pray for Israel in the name of Jesus?
Yes, this is Dr. Collins of Kansas City, Kansas, prayer ambassador to Israel. Father God, we come to you as humbly as we know how on this morning. Lifting up the nation of Israel, Lord. Help them, O God, to seek your face, O God, as never before. You alone are worthy to be praised. We glorify your name, O God. We thank you for the people there. Ask that you will bless every man, woman, boy, and girl, God. Help them to have a revival there, O God, to seek after you as never before. You are needed there, O God. Hallelujah. They are your chosen people, oh God. Help them, oh God, to strengthen them. Lift them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to humble themselves to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you for it, Lord, because you alone are worthy to be praised. You are so worthy. You are great and you are wonderful and you are mighty and you are strong. And we thank you, Lord, for the nation of Israel, Lord. Help them, keep them, bless them, oh God. Help them to lift you up, oh God, as never before, because you are so needed there, Lord. Help the leadership there, oh God. Help them to humble themselves and bow before you, because your word says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord of all. Hallelujah. And help them to lift you up now, because you are Lord of all. You are King of kings. And you are Lord of lords. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that you will strengthen them. Help them, oh God, to humble themselves and pray to you at this time in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Do we have anybody who has our sisters in Africa on your heart, Nigeria and maybe Russia, and also West Africa, East Africa, South Africa.
Yes, sir.
And pray for more tears.
Yes, sir. God bless you. 913, Dr. Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Oh, most gracious Father God, I pray you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Thank you, we are praising you, Father. Come to you also, Father, as humble as I know how, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh, Father. You are our provider. Lord God, I just thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Father, for all things that you're doing for Nigeria and West Africa and Brazil and Russia, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you for making ways out of no ways, Father, for Nigeria, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you for clean water lines and systems, Father, and throughout the ground, Father, and thank you for making ways that haven't been made for them, Father. Thank you for your miraculous touch. Thank you for your miraculous words, Father. All you have to do is just speak the word right now, Father, and Nigeria will have plenty of food, plenty of clean food, Father, where they won't have to go out daily and getting food that's not so healthy for them. And Father, where they will be able to bathe properly, Father, if you send these water systems and pipes and everything that you do, Father, to get the foundation started, Father. You're a great big God, Father. It's nothing too hard for you, Father. You can speak the word and food can come by air. It can come whichever way you want the food to come in, Father. God, I just know that you got my daughter off that life support. She was 100% brain dead, Father. And you showed me that she was 100% brain dead, Father. Then you also showed me that you are the resurrection. You showed me that you resurrected her right in the same room with me, Father. God, you can do anything but fail. Father, you can speak the word right now. Nigeria be turned upside down in everything, in every city, town around it, Father. You are a great big God. You are the maker of heaven and earth. There is nothing too hard for you, Father. You are the God of the impossible. Father, I call on the God of the impossible right now on behalf of Nigeria, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with the leadership, starting at the leadership, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring Holy Ghost revival. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, I'm not telling you, I ask you, in the mighty name of Jesus, would you bring Holy Ghost revival starting at the head, Father? Would you get the head in the name of Jesus and it, the love, the agape, the love of Jesus will flow down from the head to the people in the name of Jesus, Father. God, I just thank you and I praise you. Thank you for the children's school. Thank you for the education. Thank you for not letting COVID take everybody out over there, Lord. Thank you for your grace being sufficient in the name of Jesus for Nigeria, Father. God, I thank you for those children, Lord, that's going to school, waking up, going to school. Some ain't don't sleep all night. Some kids is wondering what they're going to have to do after school, how they going to go fetch the food, go fetch the water. In the name of Jesus, God, I know you love them. I know you care for them. I know you protect them, Father. I just ask you, they know it. Would you work all kind of miracles and give them new ways, Lord, in the name of Jesus? I ask that you will open doors for God that no man could shut in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I thank you and I praise you. And thank you for the people that's lifting up your name over there, God, in spite of what it is, God. In spite of what it is, Father, they still praise and serve you, Father. And I thank you for giving men and women and boys a heart and girls a heart to go on anyhow.
God bless you.
I thank you. Amen. Father, thank you for Russia. Thank you for Brazil. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift them up. Start with leadership in the name of Jesus. That Holy Ghost revival will break out, Father. Asking that you a Holy Ghost arrest everyone in leadership
Father. In the name of Jesus, you said, told us to pray for
in
those
the name
in authority.
Of Jesus, pray. Thank
for
God.
Those in authority. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you just turn it upside down, Father. I ask that you will serve with your agape love in the name of Jesus, and it will flow on down. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I
in
thank
the mighty
you.
Name of Jesus,
I pray for every desire that the children will have to learn and to further their education in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for plenty of food, Lord, over all four nations. This many blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. And God, again, we thank you for the miraculous things you're going to do for all four nations. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. We've got several other countries we've got to get to. And I'll give all of you all a minute. You have another area that you want to pray for. Somebody want to pray for your area. Jump in there.
Amen. God, what an amazing. No wonder the smarty angels bow before him. Heaven and earth obey him. What a mighty God we got. We serve. God, some of those same countries, if not all of those countries, are on this line right now. God, they hear that. There is a ministry that's standing in the gap on their behalf every single day. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that the same God that who was over us right now, if you were in all of those countries right now,
hallelujah.
Right now, even as we speak, God, that God is amazing that we can just speak the word and say, man, and you got it because you already over it. You know what they had need of. And God, you're meeting them. You ask the question, God, is there the one? Can I find just one? God, I'm sure that there are one in every one of these countries, and you can take one. Oh, God, and multiply it to become two, and multiply it to become four, six, eight. And God, those countries upside down, rebuking the attacks of the enemy. We know he's walking to and fro. We may deprive and depress and oppress, but thanks be to God that the God we serve, he's not like the God on Mount Carmel that call him all day and call him all night. And, amen, he couldn't answer. He couldn't answer. He said, I just said, time to call on a real God.
Hallelujah. 30 seconds. Amen.
A God that will answer by fire. It brought me shame and to help our brothers and sisters over in all of these international countries. Thank you, first of all, for the man of God who recognized the need and brought it to the line and asked us to adopt these countries. Oh, God, that's joy. It's a blessing.
10 seconds.
There are some of us won't ever be able to get out the state. But God, just the fact that we can pray for all of these countries by in the state, and just be that as though they were, we speak it into existence that they live and not die. We rebuke and bind poverty in all of these countries, God. We rebuke and bind the enemy, God. We come against it free. Let them become debt free.
God bless you.
Let them become in joy. You can, because these are your people. These are your people. You are your people. You died for them just like you died for us. You got up for them just like you got up for us, God.
Amen.
You said you're weighing on the just as well as the unjust. God, I know there are some righteous people in all of these countries. Take those very
in Jesus' name we pray.
God, you can get in it. You can get in it and turn the country upside down. Oh, transformation taking place even as we speak. Needs are being met even as we speak. People are running over with food and clothes and shelter. Don't know how it's happening, God. You just
in the name of Jesus, we pray.
It's just coming from the north, the east, the south, or the west. They can't even understand what's happening and what's taking place. And because it's happening and taking place, God, those that are in authority, they're afraid and scared, God. They don't have a clue, but somebody going to stand up
in the name of Jesus,
God,
we pray.
God, the dream. And that same person that's in the
thank you for
Venezuela.
We pray for them over there in Venezuela, Lord. Bless them, help them, touch them, move, and make a way for
them. Somebody going to be in place to take care of their people, that take care of the people of God. Oh, God,
thank God. Amen, amen, amen. Do we have someone else for another country? We gave a minute, more than a minute, to pray for Venezuela. Can someone pray for your country? If you want to pray, jump in there.
Jesus.
Dr. Bill Smith from Chicago, Illinois, praying for Abraham Hamas, the whole world, Lord Jesus, in your hands, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, is actually to make a way out of no way for those people, Lord Jesus. The whole world needs you, Lord Jesus. We know we're not to be in a place to fill a prayer for you. You will hear our prayers, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you to give them some protection. Put a roof over their heads. Food on their tables, Lord Jesus. Watch over the children, Lord Jesus. The face of God over them, Lord Jesus. Take care of them, Lord Jesus. It's all in your hand, Lord Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to hear their prayers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Gillespie. Do we have anyone else who's concerned about your country? The line is open to you.
Good morning, Ambassador Charlene, Dr. Gray, Cantina here. I do want to lift up Mexico, the presidency, Father, and I want to lift up all the family soldiers that have been displaced. Lord, thank you for all the prayers that have went before our Lord Jesus over the countries, Lord, and areas, Lord, that we are praying for. Lord, bind these families, Lord, together. Bring these families together, Lord Jesus, God. Let them find some area of their lives, Father, Lord Jesus, of safeness, Lord. The kids and everyone that are displaced, Lord, families that are misrepresented, Lord. They need you in Mexico. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank God for you. That's Dr. Charlotte Good. Anyone else want to pray for your country?
Dr. Lucille Angelo, praying for Jamaica and Peru. Father God, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for waking us up this morning, Lord. We thank you for Jamaica and Peru, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch each and every individual from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give them the things that they need. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord. For these countries, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Anyone else want to pray for your country? It's open to you. Anyone else want to pray for your country?
Oh, God, I come in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead if you're going to pray. We can't hear you. We can't hardly hear you. Can you do something to your phone or mic or whatever you have? Anyone else want to pray for your country? Come on.
Praise me. Can you hear me now?
All right. Yes. Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. Father God, I come right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come, Lord, as an ambassador of you, and I've come to legislate on behalf of Japan and India. Father, you see what they stand in need of. Continue to bless Japan with the wealth and keep all the investors' investments safe. Look upon India, Father, and help them. Let your healing power flow. Grant them the need and assistance that they need. Even with the COVID, oh, Father, they're requesting ventilators and a lot of other things that they need, and we've come to legislate on their part. Granted, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We call it done, and thank you so much, Lord. Amen.
Country, bless them in a special way, Lord. Meet their needs in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you hear the cry that they're making. Oh, God, work things out for them. Open doors in the name of Jesus and bless them in a special way. Mainly, Lord, let them know that you are God and you are mighty God and you're a miracle-working God. Bless as only you can bless. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you so much. All right. Do we have anybody praying for New Zealand? Or do we have anyone praying for Palestine? Good afternoon. Pray for him.
Good morning.
Go ahead, sis.
Good morning. This is your Ambassador, Dr. Teresa Steele from Trenton, New Jersey. I just want to say good morning, Lord. I come to you this morning saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning, allowing me to see a day that was promised by you, Father God. Thank you for watching over me and my family and all those that are on the prayer line as we toss this number and I can... giving us the ability to wake up and give you praise, Lord. I ask that you have the word a country of North Korea, South Korea, and Singapore. Each and every country has their own needs, and each and every country has their own desires, Lord, and you know what they are. I ask that you would grant it and fulfill their hearts, Father God. Whatever it is that they may be needing, just grant it to them, Father God. I ask that you be with the leadership over there, Lord. The leadership is not doing things that are of your will, of your doing. Father God, you just humble their hearts and turn them around to be able to serve the people that you have asked them to guide and lead. Father God, that you give them food for the hungry, homes for the homeless, medicine for those that are sick, healing for everybody, Father God. In your precious name I do pray. Amen.
Anyone else?
Well, I hear the word change in my spirit. And even as we speak now, God, changes are being made in all of these countries, and particularly these countries will be able to tune in to us and call back and let us know the changes that have taken place because of the prayers that we have prayed for. Thank you for changes taking place, even as we speak. In Jesus' name,
we
pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we pray for France, and we pray for Trinidad, and for even Dr. Wazim Cobb. God, look on her countries, France and Trinidad, that she would help such those people in France. I know they sound different than we sound, but God, you're over every language. You over the language there in France and in Trinidad. Help the people, Lord. They need your help. They're looking to you. Anybody with any common sense knows that you're the only true and living God. And you can do things that nobody else can do. Nobody can make a way like you. Nobody can bring miracles like you bring, and nobody can bring healing like you do. Look on the people in France and Trinidad and even Syria, Lord. Go there. I know you're already there. But touch in these areas, Lord. Help those people. People all over this world. Now, you're getting the attention of the world, how people are crying out to you in Africa, in Venezuela, in Grenada, in Italy, in Palestine, in Germany, in China, in Mexico, in Indonesia, in Hawaii, in Iraq, in Iran, oh God, all over Nigeria and Haiti. You're getting people's attention everywhere, letting them know that thou art God. Thank you for it. Look on the people now, even in Syria and France and all those areas that we prayed for today, every one of them. And God, help the people. Help them to realize that thou art God. And we'll give you the glory, all the adoration and praise. And we'll remind people always that you are the one you made the heavens and the earth. And you're the one still in control. You didn't let the enemy, Satan, snatch control out of your hand. No, God, you still have control. Waiting for your people to recognize who is in control. Waiting for your people to recognize that you're able to give life and death. I'm asking you, touch the people. For if your people, which are called by your name, would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, Lord, then would they hear from heaven? You would forgive their sin and you would heal the land. God, you're working on us everywhere that we would believe you, that we would not worship sports figures and all kind of other figures in Hollywood and everywhere else and leave you out God, you're the one who is the maker of everything. We give you the glory. We worship you and give you praise. We can't forget you. But God, you're in your head everywhere we turn. We look up and you're there. We look down, you're there. We look to our right and left, you're there. And we bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone else who wants to pray this morning? The line is open to you. We have a few minutes left. I'll ask you one more time. Is there anyone else who has a concern for your country? Amen. Perhaps you have been assigned grief, or perhaps you have been assigned other areas, and you want to pray for your nation. The line is open to you. All right. Father, as we close this prayer this morning, look on us and help us and bless us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you love us. And thank you for your love. Look on this world. You're the maker of the world, God. And all these areas that we mentioned this morning, we need your help in the name of Jesus. We just need you. God, we need you. We need you. We need you, God. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing. We need you in every area, God. We need you to show up and show out. Bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. And amen. God bless all of you this morning. Thank you for all these prayers. We're about out of time. Is there anybody, release the line in just a moment, is there anybody who has an SOS? And then I feel the anointing. God can give you a miracle today.
Would you agree with me, Chief Johnson, on two things we have before the Lord that we need in 2 days?
All right. Heavenly Father, I do join the faith of Dr. Charlotte Gray. God, you said, if two of us shall agree on earth, we are on earth, Lord, as touching anything that we shall ask. God, whatever she has put or placed before you and this petition that she places before you, I agree with her that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And I ask that you look on her request. See her heart, Lord. You said in your word that man looketh on the outward appearance, but only God looks on the heart. Look on our heart and see what's on our heart, Lord. We agree with that in the name of Jesus. I thank you because you even know, we know the thoughts that you have toward us. The thoughts of not evil, but thoughts of peace. And God, I pray that you look on Dr. Charlotte Gray, show up and show out and bring solace, bring peace, do this miracle for her. She said, mentioned 2 days. God, I just let you know, Jesus is our own time God. And I'm asking you to see her heart's desire and grant it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone else?
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yes, 913, Dr. Sheila Brown. I want you to pastor the boys. Chief Ambassador, principal called yesterday from the boys' school. She apologized. She had thought the boys did something, but nevertheless, she called and she apologized to me. But, Chief, I think the Satan's trying to set up some against the three boys early on in the school year. And we pray that God keep trouble away from them, please, sir.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for how you blessed them already.
Yes.
And we look with the eagle eye of the Lord and see how the enemy wants to come against anybody who's been blessed. Jealous even of your children. The enemy is an evil, evil enemy, Lord, trying to be jealous even of children who are blessed. And I pray that you keep your hand over those little boys. Those are Terry, Tyreek, and Tyree. Help them. Give them favor where no principal, no teacher may not even understand, but give them favor in the name of Jesus. Favor on their right. Favor on their left. Favor before them and favor behind them. Everywhere they turn, let them have favor. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking. Didn't you say if I asked you anything in your name, you would do it? I know that it's being done in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Bind the enemy all around them. And don't let the enemy have victory, but give these little boys victory in Jesus' name. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Is there anybody
Thank
else?
Thank you,
G. You're welcome. God bless you.
I'm sick and tired of this irregular hug. You have to walk around with him shortening of breath and all of this. I'm sick and tired of it. So, yeah, I'm going to see you and all this on the line. And to say, it ends. What do you pray?
Heavenly Father, hey, Lord, let the Holy Ghost join you in this here today. Amen. Amen. I heard him say today, too, whatever you loose on earth,
it shall
be
loosed.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Loose in heaven. Amen. When you loose that on earth, I heard Holy Ghost in heaven. He's here on earth, too. Amen. Hey, today. Today. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for it.
Thank you.
He said on earth, he loosed it.
Thank you.
God, they saying in heaven today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This way, and I'm asking you to prove it. Dr. Chris, that you heard him, get him aside. Say those words. I utter what you said, Lord. Catch it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Give him something to find to know that his prayer has been answered. His prayer has been heard and answered. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. In Jesus'
name. Jesus.
Now, Chris, I heard the Lord say he wants you to breathe out and in three times. But I want you, I heard it in the spirit realm. I used to have asthma, and when the Lord healed me, I never forget it. That's been years and years ago. But when he healed me, he said, son, he said, I want you to take a deep breath. That's what he told me. And when I did it, I noticed that asthma that I had for 17 years was gone. And then I heard the Holy Ghost say, take, breathe out. I guess I'm saying take three, one for the Father, one for the Son, and for one for the Holy Ghost. Deep breath.
Just to let you know, you heard from me because I've just done that before you asked me to do it. I'm going to be obedient to the man of God, and I'm going to do it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's something about that breath of the Lord that's going in you. is causing a change around your heart. Amen. I see a
glory. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you.
Signs and wonders shall be blowing me away. Thank God. God bless all of you. We've got to go out of time here. God bless all of you. May the witness of the Lord be yours today. And every person who has any affliction, yes, may be anointed of the Holy Ghost. Find you and correct everything. He's a fixer. And I keep telling you, he can flip it overnight. He can flip it over day. He really can flip it. Put your faith and trust in him. He's real. And he can do it and make a way for you in Jesus' name. I'd like to close today. Can everybody, Dr. Freddie, tell us, amen, give us our scripture reading. And we're gonna close in just a moment by thanking him. We're going to thank him out. Amen. Give us our scripture reading.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Ezekiel, and we're reading chapters 10 through 13 on today. Is your reading
assignment? 12, 13. Amen.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Hey! Thank you so much. Come on, with our all-night Shetty, and are you there?
All-night Shetty is Wednesday, September the 22nd. Everyone is invited.
The 22nd of September. God bless you, Father. Look on, Doctor. The meeting flies, and God, she's worked the work for you, a great work, and dealt with people all across the country, lining up people to really, I don't know a better word, but to really serenade you, God, and to really give you praise and glory. Whatever she's going through right now, touch her and help her and heal her body.
Yes.
My God, heal her, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings and for what you're doing for her right now. Is there anybody else who wants to pray for Dr. Bonita Fireson right
yes,
now?
Sir. Yes, sir. 913, Dr. Okay. Sheila Brown. Oh, my gracious Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for her healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for all the hard work in the name of Jesus that she lines up monthly, Father, for us to spend all night with you, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, and we just ask that you'll continue to look at her work for you, Father, and heal her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Mother, you are Friars, and thank you for her healing. Just many blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, and again, we thank you. Amen.
God bless you.
You specialize in things that seems impossible. God, this situation just right for you, and that's why you told us to cast it all upon you. Here we are this morning, God, casting this condition, this situation, this circumstance upon
Hallelujah.
You, because you told us in your word that you care for us. And not only did you tell us, but you proved it by allowing your only begotten Son Jesus to die, to suffer and bleed on Calvary, so that we may have this privilege, this right, this opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace this morning. God, the enemy she sees today, glory to God, don't allow her to see him again. You said 1,000 may come to our left and 10,000 may come to our right, but you said none of it will come now. It's a fact, God, that, man, she may be feeling, and the fact you might be diagnosed with. It's a fact, God, that she's feeling some kind of way, but the fact of the matter is, by your stripes, she healed. We claim healing. We claim restoration. Are you on the inside of her? And everything that you find that's not like you or connected to you, we dismiss it. We dismantle it. We disconnect it completely out of her body and command it to return back to the pits right now. Where is she from? She's marvelous in Master's name, we pray.
Amen. God bless you. As we close today, I said what I'm thinking out, but the Holy Ghost came in my spirit and said, son, let them plead the blood of Jesus. And then I never will forget the Holy Ghost spoke to me as I spoke to Dr. Hagen's mother, and she had had a stroke. But thank you, Jesus, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, tell her to plead the blood of Jesus 3 times a day. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sheila,
yes,
all of you,
yes.
The Holy Ghost told me to tell y'all to plead the blood of Jesus 3 times a day.
Yes, sir.
And you'll see something, a miracle happen for you. Come on, as we close, let's go out with the blood of Jesus today. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. The blood of Jesus. 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 The blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Nazareth. The cross. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Calvary, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, yes, the blood of Jesus, we the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of the holy, the powerful blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, we plead. The blood of Jesus.
Yes,
God, bless them, help them, and let them see how powerful your blood is. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, we pray. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen. And amen. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day. And thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Plenty of America.